Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Canadian-born songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Rachel Zafira trained as an opera singer, where it's essential to have a big voice that can fill a room without the help of a mic. But for her solo debut called The Deserters, she's created a hushed sound that revolves around a dreamy, haunted voice that rarely rises above a whisper. In a moment, we'll hear how Rachel Zafira left the opera world behind for the world of orchestral pop. But first, let's hear a song. It's Rachel Zafira at our piano with a song called Silver City Days, live on Soundcheck. That is Rachel Zafira and a song called Silver City Days, live performance at our piano of a song that exists in a more orchestral form on her new record, a solo album called The Deserters. Rachel Zafira joining me here in the Soundcheck studio. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So that song and a number of other songs on the record seem to have this kind of theme of leaving or having left behind a place or maybe a person or what was
or even a personality trait or I guess that was why the name The Deserters came after a while.
Yeah. So you're Canadian, but you live in London.
Yeah.
And you've lived in Italy as well.
Yeah.
So you've You've left a lot of places behind, it seems.
It's definitely a theme.
Was that, you know, just wanting to wander as a youth, or, you know, was there a plan involved?
I never have plans because when I do, they always go wrong. But I did always dream of living in London. Ever since I can remember, and maybe just because my mom was born and raised in London, I always wanted to go there. So I think I knew I would be leaving Canada one day.
Yeah.
I might come back. I don't know.
Well, that song seems to imply that, you know, you may think you've left it behind, but somewhere in your mind, there's always home.
Yeah. I couldn't wait to get out of my town when I was there, but every once in a while I do miss it. I'm sure everyone has those feelings, you know, wanting to get out of their street or their school or something. But then, I don't know, after time, you start remembering good things, I guess.
Yeah. So where was home before London?
It was in a really, really remote area of Canada called the Kootenays.
Mm-hmm.
Really beautiful, beautiful scenery, quite cut off from the rest of the world. And I think I wanted to explore the rest of the world.
Right. Well, easier said than done, apparently, because your first attempt at getting into England did not seem to go very well.
Yeah.
you got deported?
I did. I got accidentally deported.
Accidentally deported?
I know. It doesn't make sense.
Was your name sort of mistakenly on a no-fly list or something?
But they did a couple of times call me the wrong name. I think they called me Raquel Sanchez or something. So maybe there's a Raquel Sanchez somewhere around who's done something really horrible and got away with it.
And is now in England,
yeah. Doing opera.
but they kept you at the airport and then sent you back.
Yeah. I was interrogated for about 9-10 hours, I think, and full doctor examination.
What did they want to know?
They at first, it was just the same question over and over again. Why are you really here? Why are you really here? And after a while, I kept saying, well, I'm here to sing and to do this concert, and okay, well, why are you really here? And this went on, and eventually I started adding things and saying, well, I'm also here to see my grandma. And they'd be, oh, suddenly you have a grandma. And, well, this is new. Are you sure you have a grandma? And it was like a no-win.
Sounds like a Kafka story or something. How old were you?
It was my 17th birthday.
It was your birthday?
Yeah.
Nice. and why were you going to London at that point?
At that time, I was supposed to sing at Cambridge University. I had a big concert that I'd been practicing for and was really excited about. And once I was deported, I was sort of in a race for time. The concert was really important because my whole education was based on this concert because I had a sponsor who was going to be watching the concert. Mm-hmm. And when I was deported and then I didn't get back on time for the concert, I lost the sponsor and then I lost my place at the music school. And it just completely changed the course of my life because of the bureaucratic error.
Wow. it must have been very upsetting at the time, but you certainly have, you know, as they say, you've taken the lemons and made lemonade. with this new album called The Deserters, you've actually gone for this kind of big, lavish orchestral sound recorded in Abbey Road.
Where all the orchestra stuff was done at Abbey Road.
Yeah. So that must have cost a fortune. Now, you did all the arrangements. You hired the orchestra yourself?
I did, yeah.
Yikes.
I'm really bad at saving money and stuff.
Well, apparently you're very good at saving it until, you know,
yeah,
an orchestra comes along.
And I think it's a good... I never feel like I'm wasting my money when I spend it on music.
Yeah.
It lasts forever, and it just never feels like I'm blowing it.
Mm-hmm. So, but a lot of these songs must have sounded the way Silver City Days did, you know, just now, with you at the piano or maybe the vibraphone also here in the studio. Are these your two main instruments?
No, the vibes is fairly new for me. Oboe and piano are my main instruments.
Really?
Yeah.
And you studied as an opera singer.
Yeah.
That was a very musical childhood, and gave you, I guess, you know, kind of the knack for knowing how to orchestrate.
Definitely helps if you play different instruments.
Yeah. So, what was the idea behind you know, doing a whole album instead of with a band, which might have been a little more tourable and affordable?
Yeah, that for sure.
You know, now you've got this big orchestral lush thing, and you have to figure out how to play these live.
It's The album, I mean, I never had a plan to, I never sat down and said, I'm going to do a big orchestral album. I always get sort of carried away as I go along. So I think at first I thought, oh, I'll just do a simple thing with me and piano. And then by the end, it's like, it really needs a tuba for that one note. And I just, before I know it, I have a full orchestra and I'm broke. So, yeah.
But you have a beautiful record.
Thank you.
The Deserters is the name of it. We're speaking with the singer, multi-instrumentalist, and songwriter Rachel Zafira. Now, for this next song, you are going to play the vibraphone.
Yes.
Nicola Marangoni is going to do the sampler, electronic stuff.
That's so that, because I couldn't fit the full orchestra in the studio.
That's your band in a box kind of thing. All right. Waiting for Sylvia is the name of this?
Yes.
All right, let's hear it.
Thanks.
Rachel Zafira is my guest on Soundcheck, and her album is called The Deserters, full of orchestral sounds, some of which she and Nick are going to recreate for you live here in the Soundcheck studio on Vibes and Sampler. Once again, Rachel Zafira, live on Soundcheck. That is Rachel Zafira, live on Soundcheck, playing the vibraphone and singing her song Waiting for Sylvia. Nicola Marangoni running the sampler there. What's the clicking, banging sort of sound?
It was a very unexpected part of the arrangement.
You looked surprised.
Yeah, it's really noisy. I think it's a vibraphone we haven't used or seen before today, and it's okay. A bit of a clunker. It looks like.
A literal clunker, yeah. And you're playing it using the four mallet technique. It wasn't so long ago. You know, Gary Burton basically is the guy who sort of popularized
that. I mean, that guy's amazing. Yeah. That's embarrassing if you've heard him playing than me.
he's amazing. Up until Gary came along, it was basically one mallet in each hand. You played with two mallets, you know, and so you've gone straight for the four mallet, two in each hand approach.
I probably saw Gary Burton and wanted to be more like him.
Well, I think he wanted to be Bill Evans.
He wanted to be a jazz pianist.
And so wanted to be able to play more than two notes at a time.
Yeah.
And you as a pianist, I guess it makes sense. You'd want to do the same. Bill Evans fan?
I love Bill Evans. Mm. Yeah. I learned a lot about chords because of him. Yeah.
And we know that you're a fan of My Bloody Valentine because you cover one of their songs from their great record Loveless on your new album, The Deserters. And apparently a fan of the Beatles, although who isn't, but still, you're going to do one of their songs for us, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try and take this clunk out of the vibraphone. I think it's slightly better now.
Okay. And for this, Rachel will be joined on vocals by Alexandra Burstyn and Margaret Lazzarini. They're both here in the Soundcheck studio. Let's hear it. It's a version of the Beatles tune, Because, live on Soundcheck. Due to rights issues, we are unable to podcast this performance from today's show, but the good news, you can stream the entire performance and interview at soundcheck.org. Because, by the Beatles, live performance here in the Soundcheck studio, Rachel Zafira singing and playing the clanky vibraphone there
just for you today.
With Alexandra Burstyn and Margaret Lazzarini providing vocals as well. In terms of orchestrating, whether that means a full orchestra as on the record or deploying your forces here in the studio today, you talked about being a fan of Bill Evans, My Bloody Valentine, the Beatles. Who are your orchestral? I mean, is it Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov? Is it Nelson Riddle? Who do you like?
For this album, I liked the string arrangements and the oboe stuff on Nick Drake on his albums.
Ah.
That, for me, was the perfect way to arrange a pop song, and I couldn't believe it when I heard it. It was so sensitive and subtle.
We had Joe Boyd here on Soundcheck not too long ago, who produced the early records by Nick Drake. And some beautiful arrangements on those records.
It's perfect.
So that's music you feel good about. Got any musical guilty pleasures?
the one thing I did get obsessed with, and I'm not sure why to this day, but I own about 62 harmonicas. I don't even really like harmonicas that much, but I just got really carried away. I've got small ones, big ones, one in every key.
Uh-huh.
It's probably preparing for my prison days so I can play some lonesome melodies next time I'm deported.
Uh-huh. So is there any music for the harmonica that you kind of feel embarrassed that you like? What would you play on 62 harmonicas?
I mean, I bought all self-taught harmonica books, and most of the songs in there were kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
Bluesy prison songs, I guess.
All right. Well, nothing to be embarrassed about with The Deserters, which is Rachel Zafira's new solo record, and she's been performing some of the songs for us here in the Soundcheck studio. Rachel, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
And if you've enjoyed today's live session here at soundcheck.org, join us on Monday, 2 p.m. Actually, more music coming to us from London from the electropop singer known as Little Boots. She'll be playing live 2 p.m. Eastern here at soundcheck.org. And follow us on Facebook or Twitter at Soundcheck, and we'll let you know when this session is archived for on-demand listening. This is Soundcheck.